Your On the Mark podcast is loading now. The On the Mark podcast is sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company, family-owned dealership since 1915, 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia on Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Now, here are your hosts for On the Mark, Mark Lawrence and Joe McGranahan.
I don't know.
Does it matter which one of us is Statler and which one is Waldorf?
It matters to me.
Well, apparently it does.
Right, I'm Statler.
And I'm Waldorf.
Two grumpy old people on the Muppets, so...
Man, bah humbug.
Grumpy old men. Welcome on board, everybody. This is the Grumpy Old Man Show. I'm Statler.
Featuring angry old men, or angry men.
They'll be calling. Although we have one young woman who sent us this. Read that. Go ahead. I said yesterday that President Trump was the first president.
No, it was Ulysses S. Grant.
Okay.
It's a fascinating story. He was stopped for speeding in Washington, D.C. while he was president. And the first day...
On horse and buggy, right?
Right. The first day he was stopped, he was given a warning by the officer who was an ex-slave. And the second day he was caught, he got charged.
All right, is that what that says?
Yeah, she points out William West, a former enslaved person, joined the Metropolitan Police after fighting in the Civil War. In 1872, West was on the lookout for speeding horse-drawn carriages near Washington's 13th and M Street when he jumped in front of a carriage racing toward him. West quickly realized he had pulled over President Grant and issued a warning, but the very next day, West caught the president speeding again and brought him in. "I'm very sorry, Mr. President, to have to do this, for you are the chief of the nation, and I am nothing but a policeman, but duty is duty, sir, and I have to place you under arrest," West said in 1872. That made West the first and only law enforcement officer to arrest a sitting president. Grant was released on $20 bond, which equates to under about $500 today. He didn't contest the fine or arrest and expressed respect for West's decision to arrest him.
Oh, that would be more than that today, just $500?
Well, $20, $500. No, that seems reasonable.
Okay, Google.
Oh, come on.
$20 in
1872
equals what today?
$500, I just told you.
According to inflation calculator, $20 in 1872 is equivalent in purchasing power to about $493
in
1872.
Oh, wow, you're right. I thought it would be a lot more.
$73.18 over 151 years.
Can you shut that thing off now?
No. Only by asking another question.
I see. That's
the only
way.
You can't stop her otherwise.
They just keep talking and talking. I'm quite frankly unnerved when occasionally Alexa starts talking for no apparent reason.
Oh, I know. That happens. Yep, that happens at our house. Or, like, you'll see something on TV, and, you know, I'll say to my lovely bride, "How long have we had the dishwasher?" You know, something like that. And the next thing you know, you open up your Google, and there's all these dishwasher ads.
Yeah, right.
It's like, uh-oh. She's always listening.
Yeah, but they say you can shut the microphone off.
Oh, no kidding. Muted.
Mm-hmm.
What would be the point in that?
I don't know. I mean, then it's not on standby.
Right. Not but point in having Alexa, is there?
I'm not saying anything horrible or doing anything horrible, so I keep it on. But I did shut the camera off. I have one of those video ones that has a camera in it. I turned the camera off. I don't like the idea of it taking pictures around the house morning, noon, and night.
But properly used, what's the video camera for?
It can take high-quality pictures and post them to the cloud so that you can set up on the screen photographs that you wish to see from time to time. But I don't spend my day looking at a small video screen on Alexa.
Right.
I do like it. Occasionally you walk by it and it'll show the five-day weather forecast, or it'll show a headline, or tell me when my Amazon packages have been arrived.
Mm-hmm.
And also, because I have a doorbell that's associated with Alexa, mm-hmm. it tells me that someone's at my front door and shows me a picture of them. Ain't technology wonderful?
It's Jeff Bezos at your front door.
Right.
Oh, boy. All right. Well, welcome on board, everybody. That concludes our scheduled frivolity. We now encourage you to call in about real issues. On the Mark is sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company. Check them out at sunburymotors.com. Our toll-free line is now available, 570-743-9565. That's 570-743-9565. And you can email us at onthemark@wkok.com and text us at 70236. Include the keyword OTM.
And our friend EB, who I felt would certainly have something to say today.
I thought you guys broke up there for a minute.
Well, I don't know. I called her out on her gun thing. She hasn't responded to that. Apologized for having been wrong about that. But EB says, happy Trump arrest day to everyone who celebrates. That will definitely be me. This is long overdue, and I'll be glued to my radio, relishing the chance to listen to your Trump-loving callers melt down because their orange cult leader is finally being held accountable for his actions. Lock him up! Lock him up! Sound familiar, Trumpers?
I remember that.
Of course, Trump has called for his brainwashed followers to protest in New York City today, leading police to seal off the area around the courthouse and prepare for potential outbursts of violence. We already know from January 6th that the MAGA crowd will destroy buildings and savagely beat cops when ordered to. Let's hope these thugs don't give a repeat performance today. The fact that the NYPD even has to plan like this proves that MAGA is a domestic terrorist movement and a disgrace to America, as opposed to those fun-loving, charming people from Antifa who burn and...
Well, shouldn't they be arrested?
Yeah, they should be.
Well, who said they shouldn't be?
EB. She doesn't have any problem with them. It's only the Trumpers that she has a problem with.
That's a false statement.
Well, does she have a problem? Does she ever write in here and say those Antifa thugs?
What do you say? You're assuming evidence, or you're assuming conclusions?
Facts not in evidence.
Right. Where did you get that she supports Antifa violence?
I said, well, no, she doesn't write in about it. I mean, she writes in about every time somebody from the Trump organization...
You and your Antifa flip. You know, you have a
you're right. It's just an idea.
You're about to have an actual criminal president, and you're like, oh, okay, well, really, Antifa is the real issue.
He's not the only actual criminal president we have right now is Grant. He actually pled guilty and paid
deflecting.
The fine.
I think you're deflecting. Anyway,
no,
that's just me.
An indictment is not a conviction, Mark. What courtroom do you live in?
Who said it was?
Well, Trump is not a convicted felon.
Who said he was?
Well, you're saying he's a criminal. He's not a criminal. He hasn't been proved guilty of anything.
He's being accused of criminal charges.
Right. But he hasn't been convicted of them.
Never said he
was.
Do
we not believe in...
So you're assuming facts not in evidence.
Are we not presuming the innocence of everyone in this country? I mean, E.B. wouldn't presume his innocence on any day of the month.
Joe, I would like you to lean back into the mic and say, Donald Trump is innocent.
Donald Trump is maybe innocent.
Yeah, there we go. Thank you. Okay.
Well, he's not innocent of paying Stormy Daniels the money. The question is he guilty of covering it
something
up or doing something else wrong with it?
Right. Some felony charge associated with this. Well, that we will find out. Hopefully we'll get Cliff Readers to help us do some analysis on this tomorrow. Stan, you are on the mark. Thank you for calling in.
Good morning. My EB's TDS is showing brightly today. I mean, really?
Well, it shines forth every day, really.
Yeah, I know. But, Joe, you're right. She has never, that I can recall, said anything about the riots of 2020 from BLM Antifa. Okay, but she's all upset about J6, which we have condemned as being stupidity, correct?
Right.
Haven't we, Joe?
I agree.
I believe you and I have both. And you know, that was pure stupidity. But she has never, that I can recall, I could be wrong, there's ever seen an email from her that says that the BLM Antifa riots were 100% wrong. And in fact, what is it, Philadelphia and New York City have paid the rioters that are arrested money because they say the police were heavy-handed in their arrests. It was 20-some thousand in Philly to the people that were arrested, and it's similar amounts in New York City.
Well, like civil damages? You mean like civil damages from suits or something?
Yeah, they sued them because they said the police were heavy-handed in the way they arrested them. I don't know, maybe it was been a little aggressive. Maybe the protesters weren't cooperating, so they had to throw them on the ground and handcuff them. I don't know. But they're paying it out.
Well, it's all wrong. I mean, it was wrong on January 6th. It was wrong when Antifa did it. It's wrong
when the Philly cops did it.
When it was wrong in 1968 when the Chicago police did it. So, I mean, it's
absolutely
always wrong.
So, you know, for EB to stand there, oh, the MAGA crew's going to go there and cause problems. First of all, I don't think anybody's that stupid to go to New York City because they know if any problems are started and they do it, they will get no breaks at all from the leftist DA in New York City.
Yeah, that'll be the one time he prosecutes crime. Yeah, that'll be the one time he actually prosecutes crime.
yeah, the one of the few times. So that's my opinion on that. But you said something about Grant paid a $20 fine, and inflation-wise, it's worth $497 and some odd cents or something along those lines?
Yep.
Yep.
Isn't that a sorry state of affairs that the dollar has become that worthless? Well, for that inflated, I guess.
It's from 1867, or 1872. That's a good long time ago. That's well over 100 years.
Right, but I mean, is a dollar become that inflated and worthless that, you know, it takes that many dollars to equal that amount that was based on the gold system at the time? Backed up by gold, which today it's backed up by what? What is the dollar backed up?
The full faith and credit
of the U.S. government.
That's it.
Yeah, and as of late, the full faith and credit of the U.S. government has been pretty lacking, don't you think?
Yep. Well, inflation's marching on, that's for sure.
Well, I think it's better than cryptocurrency. At least there's something there. There's the full faith and credit of the U.S. government. As opposed to crypto.
I don't disagree with you on that, Joe, because you know, the crypto's kind of strange to me. But, you know, recently, well, I guess it is India buying oil from Russia with the rupee, not the U.S. dollar, which, you know, the petrodollar has always been the standard. You know, people buy oil and petroleum with the dollar instead. But now there's countries using their own money. India is buying it with the rupee, and Japan's buying it. I don't know what they're using it to buy it. They're buying oil from Russia now. Just heard that today.
And Saudi Arabia is cutting back, so that'll help Vladimir.
Right, and Saudi's selling oil to other countries with their money, not the U.S. dollar. You know, they're not demanding U.S. dollars. So, you know, Biden is not doing this country any good, okay, with the way he treats other nations. He says, well, you know, we got the respect of the other nations, where Trump destroyed that. Well, I beg to differ, looking at the evidence.
What did President Biden do with the Saudis that led to them lowering production?
Well, what he did to him, well, he kind of torqued off the crown prince there. You know, he's he said some things, and I believe it's retribution. That's just personally.
And that was, what, six years ago or
something?
You know,
whether he actually did anything to him, he said some really things, and the Saudis got offended, I think.
And so that's why they're lowering production.
Screw you, we got the oil.
Okay. That's a bit of a stretch.
I think he makes a good point.
I think he makes a good point.
You think that's it? President Biden irritated him,
yes.
And so they're lowering production. Okay,
yes.
So good.
And they're also working in.
If you believe that,
they're working in concert with the Russians on this one. The Russians are agreeing to lower production.
Well, that could very well be. Yep, I appreciate that.
And China and Iran. Right. They're working against the U.S. They're not working with us. They're working against us.
Gotcha.
And it's only because of the guy sitting in the White House.
Well, higher oil prices raises all ships, so he's inadvertently helping U.S. oil companies also.
Not really, because we're not producing as much. We could be out of this tomorrow if we started drilling again.
We could be out of what tomorrow?
The shortages, and it wouldn't matter what...
There's no shortage.
It wouldn't matter what Saudi Arabia did.
What shortage of oil,
well,
Joe?
Well, when there's a million gallons a day shortfall, what do you think's going to happen?
It's going to be a shortage. We buy oil overseas. What's wrong? But there's no oil shortage.
Well, there's no oil shortage. There's a shortage of produced products. There will be shortly when they stop.
We're heading into a shortage. I got you.
You'll see that, in if not today, because of the announcement, by next week, I expect gas prices to start climbing. They did climb last week about a dime. I think it's about a dime went up.
It's going up.
You'll see it faster than that.
And for what reason?
Find a gas war and gas up.
You'll see it faster than that because it seems like a minute somebody announces something bad, the price shoots up 12 to 15 cents a gallon.
All right, Stan,
well,
we got you.
True. I'll know today when I go to work. I drive by Sheets every day, and I can watch it jump 10, 15 cents in a clip, you know, from day to day. I've seen it within an eight-hour period, so...
Yep.
It cheats.
All right, we got you, sir. Happen. Anything else?
Now, y'all have a great day and enjoy Indictment Day.
Thanks.
You know, I think he's going to celebrate. She'll probably get her popcorn out.
Well,
you know, it'll be all excited. So, good for her, and we'll see what happens from here.
I bet she has her party hat on.
When the two-tiered justice system we have is going to take effect, eventually it'll come back and bite her in the tail.
Hey, but
all
if
right.
he...
Yeah, have a great day.
All right, take care, Stan. If he did cover something up, he deserves to be punished. I'm sorry. That's the... You know, I think this is a terrible case. I don't think there's a really good precedent for it, but...
Who knows? We haven't seen the indictment
yet. Although they're speculating now that every one of the charges is a felony. And that's different than the speculation.
What?
This morning on Fox News, they were saying that there were 36 or 38, I forget, indictments.
30 counts.
30 counts, right. And that all of them are felonies. So we'll
see. To be that means the one where you like spoke to her in public is a felony.
Can you imagine though? Suppose he would be arrested and convicted and jailed, and then the Secret Service would have to spend time in jail with him to protect him.
All right, as though it's not torture enough. All right, we will be right back, Lance. You're going to be the next caller. Stand by.
When car repairs get difficult.
Well, I just don't know.
Me neither.
We get good. Sunbury Motors. More than quality new and used cars, Sunbury Motors specializes in complicated auto repair diagnosis. They can handle intricate repairs and even complete auto body with service open Monday through Friday, 7 till 4. And Sunbury Motors has made simple repairs easy. Maintaining your vehicle is necessary. Finding the time to do it is difficult. Welcome to Sunbury Motors Quick Lane. Open 7 till 4, Monday through Friday. Just walk in or call ahead. Relax in their remodeled waiting room with Wi-Fi, beverages, and snacks. Will Sunbury Motors factory trained techs take care of your oil change, tire alignments, brakes, and inspections. Quick Lane, 6:30 to 6, Monday through Friday, Saturday, 6:30 till 2. Sunbury Motors, Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury. And Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. We take the out of auto repair.
All right, the most patient man in the United States of these Americas is on the line. Lance, thank you for waiting, sir. Go right ahead.
Like I said, it's really no problem because I just turn on the speakerphone and listen, same as I'd be listening. So it's no big problem.
But, gotcha.
About, I think it's got to be at least 25 years ago, in the Farmer's Almanac, they had an article there about U.S. Grant being arrested. Well, what it was for, really, was drunken driving.
What?
Apparently, a bunch of his old Army buddies had hit town, and they went to a local tavern and played cards, imbibed, and reminisced all evening. And coming home, he sideswiped a milk wagon. And then he was, indicted, for those charges, and he paid fines, that kind of thing. So probably in speeding, he also had that, according to the almanac now. And usually, they are beyond reproach. but anyway, this morning, when you had these folks there that were espousing how great democracy was, they always say democracy, and we don't have a democracy, we have a republic. To me, you see, a pure democracy was the antebellum South. Wasn't that majority rule and hang the minorities? It literally hang the minorities. And then afterwards, of course, the Jim Crow laws. They were all enacted by the majority, correct? So republic is what makes room for people, and the democracy is what shuts people out. What I'm trying to say.
Well, that's one way to look at it.
Well, it's true, isn't it?
Not entirely. Really? No.
No.
Democracy is supposedly, I agree with you. We are a constitutional republic, and we have certain, what do you want to call them, liberties or certain rights that are granted to us that are very much like democracy. But we are not a true democracy. I agree with you on that. I don't think that true democracy would work any more than true communism would work.
Yeah.
We're absolutely, positively, everything is left to the voters all the time.
All the time, right.
Okay.
We have a little box on our TV set every night that says, the president wants to go to Vienna for a conference. Yes or no?
Well,
press the button.
The woman we interviewed this morning on Sunrise, Barbara F. Walter, who's speaking tonight at Bucknell, says we actually live in an autocracy, which is where you have an autocratic president but some democratic elements. Sometimes, and that varies, sometimes you have an autocratic president like we have that is very powerful and does a lot of things and tries to change things and may or may not stick with all the rules. And other times, of course, we're very compliant with these kind of things. Presidents are. An onocracy, onocracy. Of course, that's Lawrence's worthless definition. She'd probably be able to better say what it's called.
Yeah, you can hear any number of those kind of people like Barbara Walters, and they'll never utter the word republic. Recently at Bucknell, I was at a meeting together, and I kind of got into it with the speaker about that. And not knowing the whole time, nobody said the word republic. And it just seems really odd that it's some kind of a dirty word, you know, because it's Republican. And I remember Barack Obama, when he was talking about the the convention and everything like that, he must have said the word Democrat, I don't know, it was about 20 times in 3 minutes.
Well, that was his time. All right, we got you, Lance. Thank you so much, sir.
Thanks, Lance.
Okay, take care.
Much appreciated. Thanks for calling in.
Yep.
All right, Steve, good morning. You were on the mark. Thanks.
From New Jersey. How are you doing over there in Jersey?
Hey, I'm doing all right over here. I'm on the waterfront. I'm working on a truck. I'm at the union. That they're going to bust their legs over there.
Jeez, here we go. You and the president with your baseball bats.
Yeah, I'll knock him over the head with a baseball bat. This is such a great show. I'm so glad that I could get it on TuneIn. Oh, my God. I'm the one, you know, I used to vacation out there. I call all the time now. I have an interesting question. And I might want to talk about the indictment, too, a little bit, to fit it in. But anyway, now that it's on the web, or even over the air, let's just take it one way. Okay, over the air and then on the web, what's the furthest away listener that you ever had called? Like Tahiti or Guam or Australia or New Zealand or England or...
Well, my daughter listens while she was in Hawaii, so that would be the furthest. We had Taylor Lightman listen when he was in Sweden.
We had a card years ago from Australia. And I think was the result. Well, I think that was the result of somebody forgetting to turn the power down at sundown one night.
Okay.
Oh yeah.
But regular listeners, you in New Jersey, my daughter in Oregon, and Texas.
Texas.
I used to listen over the air, you know, on critical hours. Sometimes they would forget the power. That was great when that would happen.
Yeah, it used to be done manually. Now it's all automated.
Great for you, but
yeah. What about the FM? I remember when that signed on in like 78.
Yep, 78.
And I remember that they were all automated.
That's correct. Yeah. We had the second computerized automation system in the country.
I remember hearing that. Yeah. You know, I got into radio, too, because of my father. He used to be in radio many. He used to work for, served in Korea. He was an NCO. He worked in communications. And actually, he and his best friend, Wendell, and this guy, C. Crane. C. Crane's company. My father served with Bob Crane.
Oh, yeah?
In Korea.
Hmm.
Yeah. And they actually, between like three or four of those people, they put Armed Forces Radio on the air in Korea. That's pretty cool. I hadn't even thought of that for years. It's interesting. And I don't know. I guess that's I'm on my way to a bagel shop here. I'm walking.
All right, we're going to let you go. Hey, thank you so much for calling in, Steve. Much appreciated. Yeah. All right, and you found us on TuneIn. You also can listen to us on Audacity, and you can listen. We have an app. The Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app always has the podcast right in plain sight, so we'd invite you to...
You're on Odyssey now, huh?
Yep, just got on there this week, so you can check us out. All right, thank you, sir.
Oh, my God, no wonder. Jesus, that's good. All right.
Right. We made the big time.
Make my bagel wheat, will you?
Oh, here we go.
Okay, I'll make it dark.
Mine's cinnamon raisin with peanut butter on it.
Oh, my God. Right.
Thank you, Steve. Thanks for calling
Thanks,
in. All right. I got to tell you about something very important, Joan.
I'm listening.
Not just anything. Yeah, this is going to be your next vehicle. I want you to buy a Kia Carnival, very highly rated by Consumer Reports. It's the replacement for the Sedona minivan, but it's been upscaled. upscaled, and it's got a little bit more clearance, so you'll be able to come to work when it's snowing. All-wheel drive, if you so choose that. Of course, it's got automatic emergency braking and lane keeping. And yeah, you and the Blue Cruise. I just can't wait till you drive this thing. Drives itself. Talk about you just drive distracted all the time anyway. And now
Blue's
you're going to
Cruise is a kid show on television.
Oh, Blue's is it? Clues. Okay. No, this is Blue Cruise. It's Ford's autopilot system that they started this year. But anyway, this is a Kia anyway. So this is a minivan, but it's all-wheel drive. It looks like a nice, highly appointed SUV. And yes, it does not get gas mileage in the 20s during the winter. So you'll be able to go below 20 miles a gallon, which is always your goal for some wrong reason. And less than $50,000 on the price tag. So please enjoy it. Kia Carnival is going to be Joe McGranahan's next vehicle, available at the Sunbury Motor Company. Otherwise, just take your vehicle, take your SUV in there for the quick lane on North 4th Street in Sunbury. On the car lots, they got one of everything these days. So the inventory is caught back up. Check it out, please, at sunburymotors.com.
Boy, you hit that right.
We are going, well, that's not an accident. After 97 years in radio, the least I can do is hit a post,
well,
as they say.
You nailed that one, brother.
Although there was one time I was backing out of the parking lot out front.
And you hit a post.
I did. Okay.
You're now listening. I have to explain what a post means to our listeners.
Right. You're listening to News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury. We'll take a break for CBS News and some local headlines. We'll open up the phones. We are talking about our republic.
News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Now, here are your hosts for On the Mark, Mark Lawrence and Joe McGranahan.
Greetings. Welcome aboard WKOK's live telephone talk show, On the Mark. I'm Mark Lawrence.
Hey, I'm Joe McGranahan, better known as Waldorf.
And I'm Statler.
So you just got hugged, and this is National Hug a Newsman Day?
It is. Did you know that?
Huh?
Yeah, it's Hug a Newsman Day.
And I
not
said,
newswoman.
Okay.
Not newsman.
I asked him when was the Hug an Old Retired Stinker Day.
Stinker, I love that. That's
I
not what I heard
word.
From
no,
the
I
hallway.
I used another word. Nobody seems to know when that day is.
Hug an Old F, the other F word.
Yeah, the other one. The okay. one that deals with flatulence.
Okay, yeah.
That's
and,
the F word
and
we're
not
talking
cow.
About.
Cal Fletcher's. Okay,
right.
But anyway, I do not know when hold an old, hug Fletcher. An old bugger day is, so I couldn't be able to tell you that one. But really, every
apparently
day.
Apparently, it doesn't exist.
Every day is appreciate an old broadcaster day around here.
Well,
so.
It was nice of them to come in and give you a hug.
Right. And they videotaped it, so I can't wait to see
oh,
that.
I can hardly wait, too. I was out of the room at the time, so I didn't get to see it.
So. Yeah, you might have been hugged. You used to read news back on 94KX.
I started out as a newsman years ago.
Well.
Why? What's so funny
back when
about
the
that?
Antenna was on top of the building and so on.
Actually, it was on top of the building.
Well, sure it was. You always had the AM antenna was always right there by the building.
We were on top of the Penn Harris Hotel in Harrisburg.
Okay. I remember I visited an AM station that's since gone dark, but up in State College. And it was out in the country, and the offices were there. It's like a normal-looking ranch house, and studios were in there. But the tower was in a courtyard in the middle of the building. So,
really?
Like, I don't know how they got it in there. I guess lowered it in with a crane and bolted it fast and hung up the wires. But the tower was part of the building. I mean, it was inside the building, so you could go out to it. Back when you were supposed to be able to keep an eye on it, they certainly could. All right, so welcome on board, everybody. This is the WKOK Live Telephone Talk Show on the Mark. I'm Mark Lawrence. Joe is here. He's a conservative, but a natural-born listener, and he's not like a MAGA nut or anything. He just, sometimes he pretends he is just for show, but really, he's a pretty reasonable guy. I am Mark Lawrence. I portray a liberal on the radio, so I bone up on liberal viewpoints, and I try to pass them along. Ask the key questions, if I can, that if we had actual Democrat on board, they might ask. And your job is to carry the show. You can do that telephonically by calling us at 570-743-9565. That's 570-743-WKOK. You can email us, as a half a dozen folks have done, at onthemark@wkok.com, or you can text us at 70236, include the keyword OTM. On the Mark is sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company. I will do some news headlines, but we invite you to call us while I am reading. And the reason that we're, or the, one of the things we talked about today is President Trump's indictment and the criminality of that, if any, the accusation that's against him and this, what is widely talked about as being a biased DA, but nonetheless, he got it past the grand jury. Although it seems to me that if I were the DA and I wanted the DA, the grand jury to know something and not know some other things, you just don't teach them any don't tell them any mitigating factors. You just teach them or show them the aggravating testimony and don't show them any mitigating testimony. And you know they're bound to indict if they're uninformed.
Hence the ham sandwich analogy.
Right. Oh, there you go. If it's kosher. All right. So that's that. We talked about that. And the rest of our emails related to gun laws since the shooting last week in Nashville. There's been a big conversation about are there changes in gun laws that would make sense, or Democrats just want to take away your gun, seems to be one thing we've talked about. And we do have a couple of emails about the indictment. So we will read those as our show progresses. Joe, you have two in front of you related to the indictment.
I do.
So you can bone up on those. Let me do headlines here. Three members of Selinsgrove Borough Council have resigned, including the president, in a letter submitted to WDKOK and to the borough. President Marvin Rudnitsky and two other council members, Sarah Lover and Christopher Kalsich, announced the resignations Monday. Their letters were supposedly read into the record last night at the council meeting. All three council members cited a lack of professionalism and the spread of misinformation as among the reasons they're resigning, while singling out the chair of Finance Committee unnamed, but we know it's Bobby Owens. Rudnitsky said in his letter, certain members of council continue to raise the issue of conflict of interest related to his daughter's leadership of the REC, which enjoys some of the borough's funding and as well as some funding from the other big fund in Selinsgrove.
The Galnet Fund.
Thank you. Sorry.
I'm here to help you during these difficult days.
Right.
You're still recovering from the shock of being hugged.
I'm ad-libbing here anyway. Anyway, in her letter, Lover says the current finance chair kept maintaining the narrative of the conflict of interest, even though council had voted unanimously that no conflict existed. She took the liberty of suggesting Andrew Kaufman of Walnut Street, Selinsgrove, to replace her. Kaufman tells us he certainly will give that some consideration. We've also reached out to Councilmember Owens, who has not yet returned our email. Recreation USA at a pivot point. Next week, their board will decide what to do.
They need to decide if they're going to remain dormant but keep the 501c3 alive so that if there's a chance for us to get back out on the road, we don't have to restructure all of that. Or if we're just going to dissolve and close the doors permanently.
That is Director Jay Muller, says the group's board is meeting next week. The group has not performed live in about 2 years. Volunteer firefighters made a quick stop and halted the fire at the Salem Lutheran Church near Selinsgrove Monday morning. A dozen fire companies from around here were involved in the firefight. No injuries were reported there. The pastor, Christina Schaefer, says they do not know yet where they will hold Easter services this week, or Holy Week services, then Easter. WHTM is reporting that the acting Secretary of the Commonwealth, Al Schmidt, has reminded residents of Pennsylvania that the deadline to register to vote in the May 16th municipal primary is only 4 weeks away. He said, I urge every eligible Pennsylvanian who's not yet registered to vote or to register online before the May 1st deadline. It takes only minutes to register. You have to register. You can be eligible to vote if you are a citizen of the U.S. for at least 1 month before the primary, a resident of Pennsylvania, and the election district in which the individual plans to register and vote at least 30 days before the primary. I mean, you have to be a resident 30 days before the primary and at least 18 years of age on or before the date of the primary. Okay. And finally, some good news. Floridians will be able to carry concealed guns without a permit under the bill that Republican Governor Ron DeSantis signed Monday, giving the governor another legislative victory as he prepares a campaign for president. The governor signed the bill in a private ceremony in his office. His only immediate comment was, constitutional carry is in the books, in which he said in a three-paragraph news release, the new law will allow anyone who can legally own a gun in Florida to carry one without a permit. It means a training and background check will not be required to carry concealed guns in public. It takes effect July 1st. So I'm sure there's some pushback against that in Florida.
Oh, he's also taking on the Disney people are coming after him.
Yeah, what's
him
the latest volley? Something about their special district
Yes, something to do with that. And somebody turned land over to Disney that they shouldn't have, I guess. And then DeSantis is upset about that.
Okay.
Seems like an interesting
battle. Going after Mickey Mouse.
Well, Mickey Mouse is going after him.
Well, vice versa, I'm sure.
You remember when Mickey Mouse used to be a catchphrase for something that wasn't of good quality? Like, that's a Mickey Mouse arrangement, or that's
true.
Mickey Mouse deal.
I wonder why that started, and of course, you don't hear it much anymore.
No, you don't.
You have to be old to know that phrase.
Well, Mickey Mouse apparently is now considered competent. Right. At one point, he apparently wasn't.
Disney's got a lot going.
It was Donald Duck who was always a little questionable to me. There were
less than intellectual characters in the cartoons of various types, whether Warner Brothers or Disney.
But you can't beat Yosemite Sam.
He keeps coming back.
And the Roadrunner.
Yeah, the Roadrunner's probably the dumbest.
Meep, meep.
Oh, no, the Roadrunner's smart.
Yeah, it was Wile E. Coyote that was dumb.
Jeez, Louise, look at you go with your
Someone
cartoons.
Said, I thought it was one of the funniest things, that said, if Wile E. Coyote had all that money to buy all the things from the Ajax hardware store, why didn't he just buy dinner?
Oh, it was Acme hardware store.
Acme, I'm sorry. Did I say Ajax?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Acme.
Well, he probably used Ajax once in a while, too.
Anyway, Doug says, EB is your typical liberal who believes everything they see on MSNBC or CNN and is giddy with the thought of Trump being arrested while looking the other way when your side, the left, is as corrupt as they come.
Somebody's going to write Doug a letter and say, Doug is your typical conservative who believes everything they see on Fox or...
I think EB already has done that.
Newsmax. Oh, okay. Sorry.
To those who still have some sanity left, don't be naive enough to think that this circus of arresting Trump is just about him. It's about anyone who dares to go up against the Democrat agenda. After Trump, many Republicans want a nice guy or woman to run for president. But that's what the Democrats want as well. They want someone who won't fight and will tuck tail and cover to the liberals, liberals' agenda. I'm sorry, those are fighting words. I was ready to move on from Trump this time around, but I'm now starting to think that Trump is the only one that will actually take on the lunacy and tyranny coming from the left. Signed, Doug.
All right. Well, you're going to have good choices. We got some good
lunacy
Republicans that have stepped up.
L&T. I like that. Lunacy and tyranny.
L&T.
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 Remember,
there's something L&T.
LSMFT. Lucky Strike means fine tobacco. Don't you remember that?
Oh, boy. I remember the print ads, yes.
And then Rob says, good morning. So the left is going to be throwing indictment watch parties and are saying that this is their favorite day as they wait for the glorious day when the orange buffoon gets his punishment for his heinous crimes.
Jeez.
While I do agree that Trump was not a good man as president, and I did not vote for him in either election, this indictment sets a terrible precedent for future leaders. Will the left also have parties and say that is their favorite day when Biden gets indicted by a Republican grand jury or Republican attorney general? What was that? Are we having a fire?
No,
okay. Anyhow, while I do agree, I'll read that again in case you were couldn't hear it from the noise that went off in here.
Was that your phone or mine?
I think it was yours.
Okay.
While I do agree that Trump was not a good man as president and I did not vote for him in either election, this indictment sets a terrible precedent for future leaders. Will the left also have parties and say that is their favorite day when Biden gets indicted by a Republican attorney general? Okay.
All right. Thank you for rereading that. Yeah, I don't know. There's nothing on my phone. There's one simple text from somebody, but that's it. All right. So we would invite your call if you wish to comment on this, President Trump. The rest of the emails that we see in plain sight here are related to guns, so we can switch to those, and we do wish to read them. And so let's do one before the break. Joe, if you want to read one opportunity there.
Sure. WRR says, Uvalde Elementary School had armed security. In fact, the school district had its own armed police force. That didn't go so well for the poor victims and families in that Texas school district. Yeah, when the police don't actually go into the building when there's an active shooter drill, that's a problem.
That's a pickle. So we'll have to see how we're going to adjust that law enforcement wise. Well, I saw where that the teacher who was shot by a first grader has filed a $40 million lawsuit against the school district because they failed to connect the dots that the student had a gun.
That's a lot of money.
Well, teacher's injured. and traumatized, and you know, I don't know if she's teaching again.
Yeah, I know. I had a friend who was one of the happiest, happy-go-luckiest people you would want to meet. He was sitting in a car wash in Chambersburg, and some kid across the street was playing with a gun and fired it, went through the window of his home and went through the back of his car and struck him in the back.
Mm.
And he was seriously injured, and he was in the hospital for quite a while, and it profoundly changed him.
Okay. Yeah, the trauma.
Yeah. So, but I don't know that, you know, I don't know how badly injured the teacher was. Do you? I mean, she was in the hospital for a while. Was it life-threatening?
She accuses Newport News school officials. It doesn't say.
No, I don't think they ever released. Or if they did, I didn't hear it. They didn't release how serious her injuries were.
Too much about her. They did release overnight that this was on CBS. I didn't happen to catch it on AP or anybody else. I only know one sentence about it, that Chinese balloon was capable of navigation and would do circle or figure eights over these military bases.
And we didn't shoot it down.
Well, we did eventually, but not until it was out over the ocean.
Well, that's even more frightening, to be honest with you, that we could have something like that float across the country and not be stopped until somebody Montana got a picture of it and posted it?
Yeah, we supposedly knew it, or the government supposedly knew it, but they didn't stop it and didn't say anything publicly until somebody else saw it. And it was so low that somebody could see it with a naked eye or magnifying, you know, the impact of a cell phone's magnifier or something like that.
Well, somebody took a picture of it, and that's what alerted the media, and then once the media were alerted,
okay,
the government shot it down. Right.
All right, we got more emails related to our nation and gun laws, so we'd like to read those if we can, so we'll do that after the break. You can join that queue by sending a note to onthemark@wkok.com. You can text us at 70236. Always include the keyword OTM at the very beginning of your message. Doesn't really matter if you leave a space or not afterward, I'm told. You just have to get that OTM in there, capital or lowercase, either way, and that way it directs us, because these text messages go to other places if you put other things in it. So
we don't know where it'll go, but it'll go other places.
If you call Joe and I a bad name, we don't know where that goes. It goes to the restroom.
There's something to be said about a sale with a handshake. A service technician who really knows what he's doing, they can explain it in English what the problem is. There's nothing better than having that friend you could trust in the area. That's Sunbury Motors, where you get selection, knowledgeable salespeople, and prices that fit your budget, and more important, that friend you can trust. Welcome to Sunbury Motors, Kia, Ford, and Hyundai. You could shop other dealers and compare prices, but at Sunbury Motors, you get their lowest price promise. They research the current used vehicle market and guarantee their used car prices are the lowest. If you find a lower price, Sunbury Motors will beat it. Three dealers all in one. See their full new and pre-owned inventory at sunburymotors.com. Pick out a vehicle you like and schedule your test drive online. Follow them on Facebook. Sunbury Motors Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf.
All right, another Super Steve Jones show. If you like sports, Dan Patrick show in the morning, Steve Jones in the afternoon, Fox Sports all night long. We had the NCAA on last night. Did you have a lot of money on UConn?
No, I was betting on Pomona.
Yeah, I'm a San Diego guy.
No, so. I don't know who they are.
All right.
But some of the games are pretty exciting. Not as exciting as the women's final, though.
All right. We would invite you to call us, 570-743-9565. You can email us at onthemark@wkok.com, as Doug has done.
Yes, he says, for all the liberals who are crying about saving our democracy after the planned January 6th so-called insurrection, you can all shove it. Because what a charming thought. Because saving our democracy is the last thing you care about. When our justice system is politicized and weaponized by the Democrats, you've lost any credibility you may have had. They are going after Trump on using campaign funds for hush money, when that's exactly what Hillary Clinton did with using campaign money to create the made-up Russian collusion to use against Trump. The media and Democrats keep saying no one is above the law, when people like Hillary and the crooked, child-sniffing, dementia-ridden old man in the White House...
Wait. Hold on. Oh, never mind. That's all true. Go ahead.
right. Child sniffing, demented old, dementia-ridden old man in the White House have clearly not been held accountable for much more serious crimes. Just ask yourself, why is the left so terrified of this guy who they call an idiot, and much worse, when he's already proven he can be a successful president because our country was thriving when he was in office? The answer is they fear all the corruption and more that he could expose if elected again.
Okay. But when Trump was in office, why didn't he go after Hillary and all these Democratic criminals?
Well, he tried. Oh, he was trying to drain the swamp.
But it didn't work. He failed.
Well,
she didn't do any jail time or indictments that I recall, anyway. I could be wrong.
He urged investigations.
Okay. Well, it was his Justice Department. That's what he always used to say. It's my Justice Department.
Right. Well, unfortunately, the president doesn't own the Justice Department.
Oh, I gotcha.
And shouldn't own it.
I gotcha. All right, Dan, thank you so much for calling in. Go ahead. You're on the mark.
Hey, good morning, fellas. Thanks for taking my call. And I agree with Doug 100% what's going on in our country against Trump. What a shame. And I'm not ashamed to say I wear my MAGA hat with pride. What could have been? What could have been for our country if he was reelected? And if he doesn't get reelected, we're going to really suffer. I don't know anybody that can take his place right now. There might be someone out there that has the fortitude to go against the establishment, the swamp, like Trump did, but I don't know who it would be. I don't see anybody on the horizon, but anyway, so much for that. But Trump, since this so-called indictment started, he raised $8 million more for his campaign. And he has a lot of new donors that never gave money. And I never gave any money to the Trump campaign or anything, but I'm thinking about it right now the way it's going. I didn't want to spend money on that, but it is what it is. They're just going to keep fighting this. So they think they're hurting Trump, but they're helping him. They're helping Trump right now. They come a couple more indictments. He'll be on the top, which he is now almost.
Yeah, I don't think it's really helping him. Polls show that he's raising more money. I think he's up to like $7 million since the indictment.
Yeah, last night they said it was up to eight now.
But in terms of polls, he's not doing any better in polling, except over Ron DeSantis. I mean, within the Republican primary.
Yeah, well, Ron DeSantis didn't announce he was running yet. This is speculation. He may not run.
Well, he is apparently is running,
I think he'd be. He's a Trump man anyway. I don't think he may not run. You know, we don't know yet. So there's no one near Trump. All these other sinos, I call them, they're way down. Like now that guy from Arkansas come out. He's way down. None of them are going to be able to. You know what happened the last time they had 17 on the stage with Trump? Each of them fell by the wayside.
Right.
So, but Trump is here to stay.
What is a sino? What's a sino?
It's conservative in name only.
Okay. I gotcha.
Oh, with a C. You made it sound like an S.
Well, what's the difference?
Sorry about that. I'm Pennsylvania Dutchified.
Oh, that's okay anyway. There, Yoder.
What's the difference between a C and an S?
Huh? One's the third letter of the alphabet,
no
the other's a little later on.
That Trump did the best job for our country in them 4 years that's been done in my lifetime, and I wasn't around since 1944 I've been around, but he did the best job to bring America back to what the United States should be, and I don't think anyone can deny that. I'd like to hear them try to deny that we weren't becoming great in the world and in our own country.
Well, you could argue that he did some things right policy-wise. I don't think anybody really disputes that overall. Some folks say he didn't do too well with the pandemic when it was starting, but of course expedited the vaccine, which initially he wouldn't get, even though he had brought it about. But in any event, I think it was it's hard to show that the nation's getting better and a national embarrassment right at the same time with the things he would say and do and still does.
While he was in, look at our embarrassment now. Look how embarrassing we
okay,
are.
Okay, so it
right
wasn't a
now
significant upgrade.
In front of the world, we're an embarrassment. We're like a wimp of a nation. No one respects us. And
Dan, those are the same thing.
Going down in value, it'll soon won't be worth anything if this keeps going on.
Dan, those are the same things people were saying about Trump when he was president. That it's an embarrassment. He's embarrassing us on the world stage. He's causing conflict with our allies. He's ignoring all the common sense rules that have been in the past. I mean, that's exactly the same thing said about Trump.
You know, it shows you how wrong they were, don't it, Joe?
I've gone over this before. I think his policies were great. I think they were just what the country needed. I love the idea that he was going to have two regulations taken off the books for every one added. But on the other hand, the fact that we have a president who's paying hush money to porn stars concerns me.
She admitted that she made up the story to get money, rather than have that lie being out there, because you know a certain element will believe every lie they hear.
Well, he should have charged her with
Trump's evilness.
Should have charged her with blackmail. That's what it would have been. It would have been blackmail if she was making up a false story to get money out of him.
Dan, we'll give you the last word. Go right ahead.
He don't have time to them petty little things. He just paid it off.
Oh, hey, man, then I'm going to blackmail the guy.
that's not a big issue with me, but. And it is what it is there. She made that up. But Trump, anyway, if we don't get a good president in there, we're just going to be sunk as a country, which might be the way it's going to happen. It may be that we as Bible students.
Right. We got to get going. Hey, Dan, we got to skedoodle.
Dan, we got to go. Thank
you. You guys have a great
you too.
Week.
Good take care.
With you.
Yeah, I wonder who. Thank you, sir.
There
you go. I wonder who people favor other than President Trump in our listening area. There's a couple good Republicans out there, so you got choices, baby. All right, 570-743-9565. We'll be right back. Welcome back. I was just saying to Joe off mic, Barbara Walter, who's speaking tonight at Bucknell, we interviewed her this morning on Sunrise, said unless we regulate social media, we are going to definitely be headed for a civil war. And she doesn't mean that we have to curtail free speech on social media, but get rid of the algorithms that promote, that accentuate the division. You know, like I would love to just look at Facebook and just see what my classmates are up to and that kind of thing, but I never would see that kind of thing on Facebook. It was always political junk.
You know, they used to have a joke that said he was so dumb he thought Sherlock Holmes was a housing development. Maybe we should change that now. He was so dumb he thought algorithms was Al Gore dancing.
Oh, I like that. Did you make that up?
Yes, I did.
That's a good one. All right. 570-743-9565. Harry, you are next. Thanks for your patience. Go right ahead.
Hey, good morning, guys. I have a couple observations. One is, I think about, I heard the story on there about bringing in a police presence in the schools and everything. And I guess maybe I'm just getting old. I don't know. But I remember in school, in the 70s, you would go out to the high school parking lot. Most of the pickup trucks and cars were unlocked. Most of the windows were down. Guys were going hunting after school, and there were guns in the gun racks. you know, they're showing how old I am. There were cassettes and 8-track
in plain sight.
And nothing ever got taken.
And there was a choke button, too.
Yeah. But, I mean, you know, I think it goes again to the fact that you're talking about making more laws when what there is there's no morality to follow the laws anyhow. So, you know, let's call it what it is. There's nobody, everybody wants what they want, and doesn't matter whose it is or anything else. And that's part of the mentality with it. The other thing is, I'd like to address to EB. Usually whenever she says something, I almost feel like I'm growing hair again on my shaved head and my blood curdles. But, you know, her, Donald, she should be paying Donald Trump rent for how much she lives in his head, or he lives in her head. But you know, what I think would be interesting is, let's see what happens as far as demonstrations and everything else. And let me just throw what may be an oddball statement out there, but if there's no demonstrations and no violence, don't you think that diminishes much of what has been said about the J6 being all Trump supporters?
Well, the people in the Capitol were Trump supporters. I mean,
some were.
Right.
Some were. I mean, you know.
What were the rest of them?
I have no idea. I mean, there were people that were Antifa. There were people who...
Oh, brother.
Who were
that's
around...
That's a theory. I don't think that's true.
For the ride. I think some were plants. I really believe that. I think it was a real cross-section of people.
That's a belief. And not borne out by the evidence.
Well, that's your interpretation. I have mine. You know, I think that the whole thing was orchestrated and quite possibly by both sides. I know that if you go to the Capitol at any other day of the year, I mean any other day of the year that it's open, you can't get into areas that everybody could get into on what was arguably their most important day of at least that year, and, you know, every 4 years when they have an election. I find that very troubling.
Okay.
But I do think that it's like most things anymore. We overreact on both sides because extremism rules. But I do think the thing with the guns, that comes back again, too. I think everybody has to realize that if you're talking about morality and the lack thereof, what is another law going to do? It's one more law that won't be followed or will be outright broken. I mean, why doesn't anybody ever address the fact that what we have is we have a breakdown in the moral fabric of society, and it really doesn't matter what laws you put in? How come that's such a foreign concept?
Interesting question.
All right.
What's the answer?
Yep, good point. The answer
well,
is to...
you know, the breakdown of the family unit, breakdown of religious thought being evil rather than being accepted. I mean, there's a lot of reasons. But nobody wants to address that because it's all me first. You know, the heck with the Me Too, hashtag Me Too movement. The biggest movement in this country is the hashtag Me First. And it's
right.
mine.
All right.
You know.
Harry, I gotta cut you off now because I just want to hear me in the headphones for another minute or so.
Well, that ain't going to work because I'm
right.
going to talk.
That's all right. You know, maybe it's frivolous to you, but to me, it's serious.
No, I'm not making light of it. Okay, we got you, sir. Thank you so much.
Thanks,
for calling
Harry.
In.
Appreciate your call as always. Take care.
Thank you, sir. All righty. Let's see. Before you take that next one, Tom has a reply to Dan.
Yes, Tom says, okay, Dan, I'll deny that Trump did a good job. Always nice to hear from the uninformed and misinformed 30%.
And is that what Tom is in, or is that what Dan is in?
No, I think he's saying Dan is in the
uninformed.
Oh, I got you.
Okay, just triple-checking.
On the other hand, I believe he's in that 30%.
One of our listeners asked a good question.
Says, under Obama and President Biden had Democrat majorities in Congress, why didn't they pass assault gun bans then? Good question.
Well, I think because people like Joe Manchin and others wisely think that an assault weapons ban is a frivolous exercise in futility and won't do anything to make us safer. And so you get a lot of members of Congress that won't vote for it just because you're a Democrat. Just because you're a Democrat doesn't mean you're a lemming, just like when Republican presidents have Republican Congress and in Senate, they can't just automatically say, okay, from now on, you know, we all have to pledge allegiance every 7 seconds or something.
How easy would it be for a congressman who espoused gun control and what was the other thing we were talking about? Gun control and I forget what the other thing was.
But you mean, I mean, just now.
Oh, and Social Security modification.
Okay.
How easy do you think that would be for that person to get reelected?
Never.
I believe we should control our guns and take away the Social Security checks of the old folks.
It didn't work out. All right.
You wouldn't survive very
goodbye,
long.
Senator Douglas.
Right.
All right. Bob, you are on the mark. Thanks for calling in.
Yes. Good morning, everyone. I'm going to have say I have a question for both of you. Of course, all of us being in around the media a long time and that, because the way the media covers things and the standards that they use now, you know, compared to say 1973 when I first started, and as far as politics go, like the equal time and that sort of thing. And that has been kind of tossed out, but yet at the same time, of course, the social media being an extra voice.
Right. Well, that's true. Social media is a big deal. I mean, it's really what has made the huge divisions in this country bloom. You know, up until then, if you wanted to argue with a Democrat, you had to go someplace, do something, you know, be at a breakfast or go someplace, you know, to a forum in order to do it. Now you can diss a Democrat online or vice versa and say all kinds of things and post all kinds of things. And Facebook loves it when you do that because that accentuates division, which drives up their clicks, which drives up their views, which sells their ads.
Yeah, but I still, as far as like mainstream media and that, of course now with stuff online, you know, as well as everything else, and that mainstream media, the standards have gone as far as the fairness doctrine and all that sort of thing and that, and it seems that mainstream, whatever money these ads, well, whatever these companies want to sponsor and whatnot, whatever candidate they want to back up. But I think Joe probably remembered this when you weren't allowed to do that.
I'm sorry, your phone's breaking up. We can hardly understand you.
There was a speak up and hold still and say there was a time when we weren't allowed to do what?
Yeah. Okay. As far as the standards go and the fairness doctrine, as far as like the airtime and everything, and that.
Well, the fairness doctrine has been revoked for years and years and years.
Right.
It hasn't been enforced at all.
And also, I mean, but the way the media covers things will, you know, affect how an election turns out.
Oh, true that.
Right. Well, no argument there. All right. We got you, Bobby. Thank you so much for calling in.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. We'll see you this summer. Okay. We got time for one more caller before the break. Go ahead, Chris. You're on the mark.
Yeah, I love the way Harry just believes what he wants to believe.
I think it's human nature. I don't think it's political.
Isn't that, doesn't that cover you too?
Yeah, the evidence, they have all these photographs of everybody at the march, films, all sorts of places, and nobody's been able to identify one Antifa guy except one who was there filming stuff.
Well, but
as far as I can tell,
but we have some very strong beliefs, and the very last thing we want to do is to get confused with a bunch of factual.
Joe was, I think, about to say that something about Antifa early in the show, and maybe Black Lives Matter, and not being guilty of setting fires.
I was talking about Portland, Oregon, where they identified and arrested Antifa rioters.
Yeah, they were arrested. So you have a complaint?
No, we're talking about the fact that they riot too. We were talking about the fact that some of our emailers refer to the Republicans as being or about Trump's people going to riot in New York, but they ignore
what
riots.
What were they arrested for?
They were arrested for felony riot, felony first-degree criminal mischief. They were indicted over accusations that they were part of a black-clad mob that broke most of the windows in the county, Multnomah County Courthouse.
Okay, I'll have to check in on that. They were convicted?
Yep.
All right, I'll take a look at that. I didn't find that anyplace.
Oh, yeah, that's
usually,
in plain sight.
Usually, I thought you were going to say they were accused of setting fires, and I checked that out. No, despite constant Republican lies about that, there's
well,
never
what
been
would,
a case
what,
of
what
that.
Would, what,
been
wait
found.
A second, Chris. What would felony first-degree criminal mischief be if not setting a fire?
Busting windows, breaking things. Arson's arson.
So you think it would not be, they wouldn't throw
well,
that
no,
together?
Well, no, criminal mischief is breaking windows in a small capacity and
felony,
you know, breaking
first degree,
door, right.
Felony.
So this would be busting big
but
doors down and stuff.
Anyway, I have a hard trouble with you saying you supported his policies.
Well, I'm sorry you have trouble with that, Chris. That's going to keep me up tonight.
Yeah. Well, I mean, because one of his policies is not to admit his he lost an election.
No, that's not a that's not a government policy.
That
Chris, you're missing the boat here. That's not a government policy. That's one of his human failings, and that's what I don't like about the guy. And I've made that crystal clear.
Well, I wish you'd be more explicit about it.
I've made that crystal clear. I've made that crystal clear many, many times.
Okay, that's not a policy of his.
Well,
it's his personal behavior, Chris.
Separating the children at the border and intentionally not keeping clear records of who their parents are.
Yeah, and building
that
the cage.
That was also a policy of his.
And Obama built those nice cages for them to stay in.
That's right, and tried to get rid of them as soon as possible, whereas Trump was using them as punishment and wanted them to be there. That was one of his policies, too. And of the miserable people he appointed around him, and then one of his policies was giving amnesty to people who could testify against him. One of his policies is not allowing his people to testify, preventing his people to testify to the special prosecutor or whatever he was to
you have trouble making the distinction
going on.
You have trouble making the distinction between personal behavior and abuse of his office, if you will, and what policies he implemented
and
in the government.
And he used the abuse of his policy abuse of behavior to execute bad policies.
No, that's a distinction without a difference.
Well, it's a difference with a distinction.
Okay.
But in any case, there are so many reasons. The people who think that seem to think Trump is above the law. They are objecting to his being arrested. They're calling it weaponizing the Justice Department.
That's an opinion.
Without having seen anything yet.
That's an opinion. People are allowed to have them. You have your opinions.
That's an opinion. You're allowed to have an opinion. But these were the same people who were chanting lock her up about Hillary.
Again, an opinion.
No, they were doing it. That was
they didn't actually
fact.
Lock her up. They didn't actually lock her up, Chris. They expressed the opinion
no,
that she should be locked up.
No, but they applauded the idea of locking her up.
So what's wrong with that? Where it's a free country? People are saying lock up Trump?
What's wrong with applauding the idea Trump being arrested?
Nothing. There's nothing wrong with it. It's an opinion. It's an idea. People are entitled to those. That's what this whole program's about.
Okay, there's nothing wrong with it.
All right, we got to hit
You're
the road.
You're allowed to have the idea.
We got to hit the road, Chris. We'll give you the last word.
That's just a sad commentary.
We got a lot
that's
of that
all
around
I can
here.
Say.
All right, okay. We got you, sir. Thank you.
Bye, Chris.
You're welcome.
Yep, appreciate the call. Much, much, much appreciated. We need more viewpoints on this show. We got two standing by. They'll take us up to the end of the show. We got some emails and a text to read. We'll be right back.
When car repairs get difficult.
Well, I just don't know.
Me neither.
We get good. Sunbury Motors. More than quality new and used cars, Sunbury Motors specializes in complicated auto repair diagnosis. They can handle intricate repairs and even complete auto body with service open Monday through Friday, 7 till 4. And Sunbury Motors has made simple repairs easy. Maintaining your vehicle is necessary. Finding the time to do it is difficult. Welcome to Sunbury Motors Quick Lane. Open 7 till 4, Monday through Friday. Just walk in or call ahead. Relax in their remodeled waiting room with Wi-Fi, beverages, and snacks. While Sunbury Motors factory trained techs take care of your oil change, tire alignments, brakes, and inspections. Quick Lane, 6:30 to 6, Monday through Friday, Saturday, 6:30 till 2. Sunbury Motors, Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury. And Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. We take the out of auto repair.
We got a lot to cover in a short amount of time, so we will go to the phones for about 2.5 minutes each, or no, about 2 minutes each. Joe.
All right. Well, yeah, I won't be able to touch on much, but I want to ask Joe, do you think that they would have this case against Trump if Michael Cohen wouldn't have been convicted on the charges against him?
You mean if they wouldn't have used that leverage to get him to testify? Probably not.
No, not no.
The leverage
the
that you're going to
he
jail.
Would have, let's just
right.
say that
okay.
that he, you know, say he wouldn't have. Say somehow they would have found him innocent. So let's just say if he was convicted. Right now, this is in the court documents. Otherwise, it would have been two. I'm assuming, but. Right, I'm just generally saying, do you think that there would be a case against Trump without the Michael Cohen court testimony?
Well, it would depend on whether or not they were able to develop facts in another way that would lead to an arrest. You know, it all depends on the evidence presented. Sometimes
right.
the DA looks at what he has, and sometimes he looks for more.
You know, so just for this argument, I know there's ancillary things out there that could have happened, but what did happen, right, is that Michael Cohen was convicted on, I don't know, about eight charges, and one was, how did they word it, campaign finance violations, right?
Okay, right?
That's the one that's linked to Trump. But you keep saying that Trump paid hush money to Stormy Daniels, and at this point, that's not established.
Well,
do you realize that, or I mean, is
it's
that just
established
like a
that somebody
it's
established that somebody gave her a lot of money and said that Donald Trump authorized it, and there are records that show that he recorded a repayment to his attorney.
Right, that's the Michael Cohen testimony in court, but now they have to make a bridge to Donald Trump, which he says he didn't do that, right?
Well, the grand jury.
That's how we have a case, is because Cohen says one thing and Trump says another.
Well, we have
all
a
right.
case because the grand jury believed what
thank
he said.
Thank you. Thank you. Good questions.
Yep.
What do we actually know about that case? All right. The other Joe, Joseph, gets to finish up. Go ahead, sir.
Okay, yeah. I wanted to declare Trump's innocence here. Trump is innocent. Now, I want to continue. Until proven guilty. That's the foundation and the fundamental principles of this nation, of the freedom that we have. Not like the Spanish Inquisition, when you had to prove your innocence. And even then, they string you up if
and
you did.
And there it is.
But when we have the third most powerful woman in government in this nation, Nancy Fancy Pelosi, saying that he has the right to prove his innocence, that shows you where these Democrats are.
Did
she knows
that?
Better than
oh
that. She has
God.
To know
she
better
say
than that.
That.
I didn't
would
catch
you?
That. That's crazy.
Pardon me?
I didn't catch that. That's
no,
crazy.
You're right. You're the first person that's pointed that out, Joseph, but I thought she was an idiot before. I think she's a bigger one now.
That's funny. You have an opportunity to prove
your
innocence.
Absolutely.
All right. We got to hit the road, Joseph. Call back tomorrow. I'm sorry I miscalculated the time available. We'll make it up to you tomorrow. Thank you, sir. Thank you, everybody, every person. And thank you, Lynn Hall, fabulous producer, doing a super job
yeah,
on the phones
is.
Over there. And we appreciate that. Thank you, everybody. This is WKOK. And thank you, Joe. This is WKOK Sunbury.